When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Big news from the NFL, which has announced that this year's Super Bowl halftime show will be headlined by Rihanna. And we can all agree on what that means, right? That means that this isn't the Super Bowl anymore. This is a Rihanna concert with football around it, all right? That's what it is. In government news, the CIA has announced that it is launching a podcast. Yeah, which is great because I guess now for a change, we're gonna be listening to them. And I know a lot of people are doubtful about this. They think it's weird, but I think it's gonna be a huge hit, you know? Yeah, because the CIA said that they're gonna use the same tactics they used when they launched crack. So this podcast is gonna go everywhere. It's gonna be really good. Oh, in international news, Italy has elected its first female prime minister. Yeah. Yeah. Who is also a right-wing politician who loves Mussolini. Too late, you cheered. No, you cheered. You can't take your cheers back. You can't take your cheers back. You love her already. Yeah, this is bittersweet for Italian liberals because a woman broke the glass ceiling, but she did it by throwing an immigrant through it. All right, let's move on to the big stories of the day. Starting with Star Wars, the sci-fi movie that made incest cool. For almost 50 years, James Earl Jones has been the voice behind Darth Vader, the most famous villain in movie history, and most famous asthmatic. But on Friday, Disney announced that the Force is gonna be moving on.
James Earl Jones is reportedly retiring from voicing Darth Vader, but Star Wars fans may not even notice. Vanity Fair says the 91-year-old actor has signed off on a plan to use artificial intelligence to craft new dialogue from his old voice recordings.
You see, the Little Mermaid becomes black and they take away James Earl Jones! Ah, I told you there'd be backlash, I told you!
No, I'm joking. The legendary actor has retired from doing the voice, that's all that happened. And what's interesting to me is that you heard what they said. Instead of trying to find someone else to voice the part, Disney has said they're gonna use artificial intelligence to replicate Darth Vader's voice. Yeah, I don't know, people. This makes me a little nervous. Yeah, we think AI is gonna take over the world. And now we're gonna teach it to use the dark side of the Force? No one thinks this is a bad idea. But I get it. I mean, that voice is iconic. You know, it belongs in Darth Vader's body. Or announcing CNN promos, but that's it. And that's the last thing we need. The last thing we need is them opening the role up to like other famous people. Like that could spoil, you know, when they do that with roles and then it becomes weird, you know? Can you imagine Darth Vader being voiced by someone else?
Luke, I am your father. But until your mama shows me the paternity test, you can just call me Uncle Darth. for our main story tonight, I am your father. That's right, Luke, I am your daddy. And yes, that upsets me as much as it upsets you, Luke.
A lot of people are saying I'm your father, Luke. They're saying they've never seen a better father.
And they're right.
I love all my children. It's you, it's Ivanka, and that's it.
It would have never worked. All right, enough of that. Let's move on from Star Wars to another ongoing battle, the midterm elections, in our latest installment of Votedemic 2022. Just 6 weeks away from Election Day, which means each party is making their closing pitches to the voters. Democrats are promising that if they win, they will secure abortion rights and share Nancy Pelosi's stock tips. And Friday, to counter that message, Republicans revealed their new policy idea.
House Republicans are unveiling their plan to win back the majority in November. On Friday, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who is eyeing the Speaker's gavel, announced his new GOP agenda called the Commitment to America.
But on that very first day that we're sworn in, you'll see that it all changes. Because on our very first bill, we're going to repeal 87,000 IRS agents. Our job is to work for you, not go after you.
God damn. 87,000 IRS agents fired. Yeah. But I just sweep the floors. Well, sweep them at home, because your ass is gone. Hashtag Republicans. I also love the language they use when they're trying to be tactical, right? When they complain about jobs going away, they'll be like, you're losing jobs, you're getting fired. When it's then, they're like, we're going to repeal these jobs. And if you're thinking that 87,000 is a weirdly specific number, that's because it is the exact number of IRS employees hired by the Biden administration a couple of months ago. Yeah, and the idea behind this was that the government could get more money if the IRS was better able to crack down on all the tax cheats, like billionaires and corporations, right? Which makes sense. Although another way to get more money in taxes would be to not make doing taxes feel like solving the formula for the time-space continuum. They could make it easier. Yeah. I'm gonna spend all weekend combining line 15C with line 38B. If I wanted to be an accountant, I would have been an accountant, goddammit. But now the GOP is promising fewer IRS agents, which means you have less of a chance of getting audited, which means you don't have to worry as much about paying your taxes. And you know who it is? Yeah, basically the GOP is that kid who ran for class president in ninth grade on a platform of making homework illegal. And you're like, this doesn't seem responsible or even possible, but yeah, he has my vote, yeah. He has my vote. But look, this IRS bill has a good chance of happening, because remember, the Republicans are still expected to take control of the House this year. For many reasons, yeah, Joe Biden's unpopularity, the way congressional districts are drawn, people are hearing that Republicans are giving away free flights to Martha's Vineyard. But remember, it's not a sure thing. They might win, but it's not a sure thing. And part of the reason it's not as sure as it should be is because the Republicans keep putting up candidates like this.
Republican House candidate J.R. Majewski is struggling in his campaign in Northwest Ohio. The 42-year-old Republican first launched into fame by painting Donald Trump into his lawn and raised eyebrows last year with a rap video attacking Joe Biden.
Joe is focused on ice cream while he's crapping his pants. We want our dreams and our freedom. This is our last chance.
Majewski is now in hot water again, facing accusations that he lied about being deployed to Afghanistan after 9/11. When in fact, he served away from combat. Majewski says the documents proving that he saw combat are top secret.
In fact, the orders and the military records that I've been able to obtain from my personal files shows that all of my deployments are listed as classified.
Yeah, that's right, people. He cannot prove that he was in combat because all of the records are classified. And I believe him. Man, I've been there. I have. When I was in middle school, my girlfriend was classified too, and it sucks. She was so hot, guys. I wish you could have seen her, but oh man, she was so classified. Well, for real, if you weren't in active combat, you can't just say you were in active combat, right? Especially to get elected.
At a dinner party, we get it. You know, I killed Bin Laden. But lying about it in active combat isn't just disrespectful to all the troops who are actually in active combat. It's also extremely misleading to the voters, right? If you're going to say you're doing top secret combat in Afghanistan and you can't show it to us, you should at least have to prove it, you know? You should have to do some SEAL Team 6 shit in front of us. Yeah, like the guy standing next to you. Just snap his neck on stage. Yeah, then I'll believe you. Yeah, they'll be like, oh shit, did you see that? Oh! And then the guy I'm talking to, his head slides off his body. I'm like, ah! But it looks like this guy wasn't in active combat and he didn't kill anything. Other than that rap music video. That was a... Rap did not survive that video. Rest in peace, hip hop. Oh, we will remember you. We will remember you. All right, but let's move on to some international news. Because America isn't the only country in the world, you know, there's like 10 others. 3 weeks ago, the UK was introduced to its new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, who announced that she was gonna get Britain back on track. She just didn't mention which way the track would be going.
This morning, the British pound plunged nearly 5% to a record low against the US dollar, levels like this not seen since the 80s, this amid growing fears of instability in the UK. Friday, British officials announced the largest tax cuts in 50 years, while also boosting government borrowing and spending. Worries there this will be inflationary.
This seems to be a vote of no support for the new government here, and it's a big, ambitious plans announced late last week.
Yeah, so here's what happened. Liz Truss introduced a round of tax cuts for the wealthy, and in response, the British currency has collapsed, which is not what they wanted. Yeah. And at some point, can we admit that even lifelong politicians don't actually know what they're doing? Right? Can we admit that? We just assume they have some idea of the way things work, but they just run things the way we used to play Mortal Kombat, you know? Just hit all the buttons and hope for a fatality. Come on, Liu Kang, come on! I actually feel bad for Liz Truss, because this was the first bill that she proposed, and it tanked the entire economy. Can you imagine being Prime Minister and your first idea, everyone's like, oh, you blew it, you wanker! Oh, sell all of our money, it's worthless now, thanks, Liz! I'm kidding, obviously the bill wasn't the first thing she did. The first thing she did was kill the Queen, right? This was the second thing. That's what it was.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
The big moments watched live around the globe. Last night, NASA tested a new planetary defense system by smashing a spacecraft into an asteroid. Boom! Yeah. How you like that, asteroid? That was for the dinosaurs. And in case you're wondering, no, the asteroid was not heading for Earth, right? We're just testing the system. It wasn't heading towards us. But now the other asteroids, they know not to test us. You don't mess with Earth, man. We're loco, man. In health news, researchers have discovered that you can dissolve pills faster if you lie on your right side. Which raises a big question for me. How do I become a researcher? No, because it just sounds like fun, right? Sounds like a lot of fun. You sit around all day,
thinking random thoughts like, huh, I wonder what would happen if I took Advil doggy style, huh?
And in financial news, Donald Trump is back on the Forbes 400 list of America's richest people at number 343, which I love so much. Yeah. I mean, how ironic is it that Donald Trump is the only guy doing well in Joe Biden's economy, huh? Yeah, he's gonna end up running for president and then voting for Biden.
I made so much money under Joe Brandon, and this Trump guy was crazy. I heard he wanted bleach in his lungs. He's crazy. I'm voting for Joe.
But let's move on to some of the biggest stories of the day, starting with our ongoing coverage of the war in Ukraine. It has been 7 months since Vladimir Putin went all Kool-Aid Man on Ukraine. But from day one, the war has been a disaster for him. First, Putin tried to take over all of Ukraine, but the Ukrainian army stopped him. Then he tried to take over the eastern half, but the Ukrainian army stopped him. Then he tried to slide into an Instagram model's DMs. And the Instagram, like, it was just Instagram, so the Ukrainian army didn't do anything because it was Instagram. Yeah, he was stopped by the fact that he looks like a heavily Botox golem in a suit. No offense to golem, I just need an example. The point is, Vladimir Putin is not hashtag winning. So, after 7 months of war, the Russian army only controls a slice of Ukraine. And now, the Ukrainians are threatening to take that back too. But before that happens, Vladimir Putin is saying, hey, 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 what about democracy?
In Ukraine, Russian-controlled areas in the east of the country are wrapping up a series of referendums asking voters if they want to be a part of Russia. The votes are illegal under international law, and some Ukrainians have been forced to vote at gunpoint.
Election officials, accompanied by armed soldiers, go traipsing up flights of stairs, knocking on doors, searching for voters.
In the past few minutes, the Russian state media has announced the preliminary results, claiming that people have voted overwhelmingly in favor of becoming part of the Russian Federation. The results supposedly showing 97 or 98% of the vote being in favor of joining the Federation.
Yeah, you hear that? Russian soldiers are going door to door forcing people to vote to join Russia. And so because of that, 97% of the vote has been pro-Putin. Yeah, but I mean, let's be honest. I mean, these voters have a choice in the same way we have a choice to not accept cookies on that website, you know? Yeah, it's like, what? So what, if I click no, can I not see how child stars have aged? What kind of a choice is that? 97%. No, my question is, who the hell is the 3%? No, I'm really impressed by that. Who had the balls to still vote against Putin while his soldiers watched them mark their ballots? Who was there and just like, yes, I have voted for your mama. Oh, oh, look at that. Oh, I voted twice. Oh, oh. So yeah, because it's a sham, it looks like 98% of the voters in this election voted to become a part of Russia. And honestly, why do they even go through all of this, huh? Like going door to door, making everyone sign shit just so you can do what you were already doing anyway. I mean, it's one thing to conquer a town and blow up all their buildings, but then to make them do paperwork, there is evil, and then there's evil. And this is that classic middle school bully move, forcing you to say something and then acting like it's legit. Say you want to eat dog poop. Say you want to eat dog poop. Oh, I like to eat dog poop. He said it. He likes eating dog poop. No, I didn't, Steve. I just said it because you made me say it. I'm glad your parents broke up. But let's move on to some news that's closer to home. Even though the coronavirus pandemic seems to finally be on its way out, I think we can all admit the world is not exactly the same as it used to be. We're less eager to shake strangers' hands. You know, people generally don't sit next to each other in public places anymore. And now, every time you rob a bank, it takes so much longer for people to know you're the robber because everyone else is wearing a mask. Yeah, so then you have to pull out a gun, but because it's America, everyone else pulls out a gun. And then it's like at that point, you just end up opening up a checking account and leaving. You know, I was just trying to rob the bank. Pandemic spoiled everything. Good news, people. There is one part of American life that is coming roaring back.
Traffic is coming back to pre-pandemic levels. I've seen it with my own eyes. This all thanks to a push for workers to return to the office. Major U.S. cities, including Los Angeles, Miami, Chicago, seeing more commuter traffic, congestion, and it is growing.
Traffic is above pre-pandemic levels in Miami and Dallas, in Houston and in Phoenix. There is an interesting disparity, though, taking place in the numbers. Monday and Friday, that is when traffic is typically lower, even lower than it was before the pandemic. Wednesday and Thursday are the really big days for traffic now, and major cities across the country really starts to begin to rise today, Tuesday.
Yeah, you see, because everyone now works remote part-time, and then everyone gets to choose which days they work remote and which those days they come in, all of the traffic that used to be during the week is now only on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Which sucks. All of it is crammed together. I will say, as bad as it is for us humans, it is good for the cars, you know? Yeah, because now that traffic is slow, it gives them a chance to catch up again. Hey there, Craig! Hey! Hey, Craig! Long time no see, buddy! Hey! Yeah, nice paint job! Nothing wrong with turning back the clock a little bit, huh? Me? Yeah, things have been good. Some teenagers had sex in me. That was cool. Oh, boy, did you hear about Jerry, by the way? His owner dumped him for an electric. Yeah, he's taking it real hard. He's hooked on diesel now. It's a real shame, man. Oh, by the way, looks like my lane is moving. See you in 2 seconds, buddy. You know, when you think about it, the new traffic problem makes sense, right? Because everyone would rather spend an extra day at home on a Monday and a Friday, and that means that those days are going to be the days when everyone's chilling, right? Because those are the days when you're making the hangover or recovering from the hangover, you know what I mean? Yeah, but now think about this. If everyone is choosing the same days to be on the road, then those days are going to suck even more, which means Tuesday is going to be the new Friday, and then Thursday is going to be the new Monday, and then, wait, what? Well, I guess Wednesday's still gonna be in the middle. It'll be that weird day in the middle, with, like, the D that nobody even uses. Like, you know, who says Wednesday anyway, huh? It's probably the same people who say February. Should be arrested. The point is, this problem is happening because the week was designed incorrectly. Yeah, think about it. Who said the week has to be 7 days? Huh? That's not a rule. It's what people don't realize. If we all do the same week, it's not gonna get better. My solution is, instead of 7 days, we should have a 5-day week, yeah? Think about it, because you've seen every study that comes out that says the fewer the days we work doesn't mean that production goes down, right? No, productivity decreases. All we do is spend extra time in the office, spending like we're working, when really we're just Googling how long until Friday gets here. So we don't actually need more days in the office. Think about it, 3 days of work, that's what I propose. We do 3 days of work, 2 days of weekend. Yeah, 3 days of work, 2 days of weekend. Sounds like a perfect week, yeah? Less traffic. It's just like, oh, it's Monday. Oh, it's Wednesday already. Friday, what a week! By the way, I'm gonna need Monday off. I've got a thing. It's a perfect week.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Lizzo, who made history last night at a concert in Washington, D.C., when she played a 200-year-old crystal flute that once belonged to President James Madison. Yeah, that's a really cool way to bring attention to American history. Yeah, because now students will know that James Madison was that guy who did a collab with Lizzo, you know? In education news, an Indiana teenager just learned
that he was the only student in the world this year to get a perfect score on the AP calculus exam.
Yeah,
very impressive. What's even crazier is that the kid sitting next to him had the second best score in the world. What are the chances? Think about it though, the only person in the world with a perfect score. Do you have any idea what the odds of that are? I don't, the kid does, I don't, that's how smart he is, I don't know. Oh, and from the world of fine dining, McDonald's has launched a limited edition series of Happy Meals for adults. Yeah, yeah. And look, I know there are adults who are nostalgic for Happy Meals, but it's not the cheap plastic toys you cherish. It's that memory of your dad picking you up from school and then surprising you with a trip to Mickey D's, getting that Happy Meal in the colorful box, you know, explaining to you that it's not your fault and both he and your mother still love you, even though they need to be apart now. Man, those toys were so cool. Ah, I remember those days. All right, but let's move on to some of the biggest stories of the day, starting with the monster hurricane that's shutting Florida down.
Breaking news, Hurricane Ian has now officially made landfall as a Category 4 storm, one of, if not the most powerful storm ever to make landfall on the western coast of Florida. Truly an historic and potentially catastrophic day for much of this state.
Ian's impact here as it moves inland will be a catastrophic surge of up to 18 feet, destructive wind gusts that are going way over 100 miles an hour, and flooding rain, which could be up to 2 feet because of the slow movement of the storm.
This thing's the real deal. It is a major, major storm.
Yeah, people, as we speak, Hurricane Ian is slamming into Florida. And I honestly hope that everyone in the Sunshine State is staying safe. You know, and I mean like rest of America safe. Yeah, not like Florida safe, you know? Like where someone wears like a long sleeve shirt to wrestle a gator. I'm being safe! No, not that. Just be safe, safe. Because I mean, I know you guys are brave, but this hurricane, I mean, you heard Governor DeSantis. He said, this thing is the real deal. Not like the usual stuff I tell you to be scared of, like drag queens or critical race theory. I'm talking real. Like I might fly myself to Martha's Vineyard. Because you understand, this storm is way worse than usual, right? 155 mile an hour winds, violent waves, and a storm surge of up to 18 feet high. 18 feet! You understand most pools aren't even 18 feet deep, right? It's like 8 feet of water and then maybe like another 2 to 4 of piss. That's it. But Hurricane Ian, this shit is wild. And by the way, why are we still naming natural disasters? Like, why do we do this? It's a weird thing we do. Hurricane Ian, Fiona. Like, we don't do that with personal disasters, you know? Yeah, there's no doctor who's ever been like, I have some bad news. Jeremy has spread to your brain. Just a cute little name I came up with so you would remember it. All right, but let's move on to some political news. After a shaky start to his presidency, Joe Biden has recently gotten some of his groove back. He's signing legislation, he's reestablishing America's status in Europe, and he's the new brand ambassador for aviators. Ooh. In fact, many people are actually saying that Biden might have a really good shot at winning a second term in office. All he needs to do, though, is avoid doing stuff like this.
An awkward moment for President Biden today at a White House conference. While calling out people in the audience, he accidentally included Indiana Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, who was killed in a car crash over the summer.
And I want to thank all of you here for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
No! No, Joe, what are you doing? Ah, that's so awkward. Oh, man, and his explanation didn't help. You know, he's like, of course I knew Jackie was dying. I was looking for Jackie Kennedy. Where's Jackie Kennedy? Where are you, Jackie? Where's Jackie? Oh. I guess on the upside, at least he noticed that she wasn't there. This is a good thing. Yeah, it could have been much worse if he was like, where's Jackie? Oh, there she is. There's Jackie. Everyone look at Jackie. People are like, there's no Jackie. She's there. Everybody sees Jackie. And look, I know a lot of people are saying that this is another example of Biden's brain being foggy, but I think, if anything, this makes Biden a better president. Yeah, think of how hard he must be working right now to keep Americans safe, knowing that Osama bin Laden is still out there somewhere. Where
Where is he? Where is he, Jack? Where is he? Where is he?
And finally, let's talk about air travel. The number of people flying is nearly back to pre-pandemic levels. And if you're one of those people about to take a flight for the first time in a few years, here's a reminder that you might experience some weird shit up in the air.
A new video is showing the moment that left passengers on board an American Airlines flight very confused. They were on their way to Dallas from LAX when strange noises started coming from the plane's public announcement system. Take a listen. The video has since gone viral and has gotten the attention of American Airlines. Some people have floated around the idea that the PA system was hacked. The company says the cause was a lot less sinister, blaming it on a malfunctioning system.
Hell no. What the hell was that? You hear that on there? I don't even know how to describe those sounds. It sounds like Chewbacca getting a hand job or something. What was that? And how is this guy so calm? He's just like, yeah, you hear those sounds. Yo, if I'm on a plane that starts making sounds like that, I'm getting a parachute. I'm getting a parachute and a few extra pretzels, and I'm opening the emergency exit. I'm gone. Now, a lot of people were speculating that the PA system was hacked by a prankster, but the official explanation from American Airlines is that the sounds were caused by, quote, a mechanical issue with the PA amplifier, which raises the volume of the PA system when the engines are running. Which somehow is less comforting. Like a hacker, I understand. Oh, I get it, a hacker. But you're telling me that the plane is always making sounds? Like Frankenstein is getting a prostate exam, but we're only hearing it now because of a mechanical issue? That's not reassuring information. To me, the best case scenario is if the pilot accidentally left the PA system on in the cockpit and all the sounds that the people heard were coming from him.
All right, everybody, we're on autopilot now. Let me just check some of my crypto investments. Oh, that sucked, everybody. I gotta get my spirits back up. You know what, I'm gonna watch that new video from the Try Guys. Let's see. That sucked. Oh boy, wait, what is this giant rat doing in here? What is this? No one can know.
That would have been better. The FDA has issued new guidelines as to which foods can be labeled healthy. And that now includes nuts and salmon. And as much as I appreciate that, I didn't need the government to tell me that salmon is healthy. We all know that, because that's the thing that people order at weddings when they want to let you know that they're better than everyone else. I'll have the salmon. In international news, the Queen of Denmark has stripped her grandchildren of their royal titles. Yeah, because she says she doesn't want them to be limited by their royal duties, which is the most posh way ever to say, bitch, get a job. Yeah, those grandkids must have been so grateful. It's like, wow, grandma, thanks for not forcing me to be a prince anymore. I really hated all the attention and the free jewelry. I love being known as the grandkid formerly known as prince. Thank you. It's so funny how the British monarchy had so much drama that all the other monarchies are now looking around like, maybe we should shut this shit down while we're still ahead, yeah? Yeah. Oh, in gaming news, this is a fun one. The maker of the card game Uno has come out officially and updated its rules to clarify that you cannot play a draw two on top of another draw two to make the next person draw four. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, they say draw two, you take the draw two. That's it. That's it. I agree with you. I mean, like, who makes these rules? I will say it is cool that they're doing it. You know, if they ask me, we need to fix more game rules. You know, forget Uno. I think that works. Monopoly needs prison reform. Yeah, my brother gets like 9 turns buying up all the properties while my thimble is stuck in jail. How is that fair? No justice, no peace. But let's move on to some of the biggest stories of the day, starting with the fallout from Hurricane Ian. Last night, the monster storm hit Florida like Florida just came home with a report card full of Fs, flooding the streets, destroying homes and infrastructure, and leaving millions without power. Now, the good news is that people took all the advance warning seriously, so despite the destruction, there were very few casualties. And as the storm recedes, we're learning about some amazing ways that the people of Florida have pulled together while the storm was raging.
Over my shoulder here, you can see the incredible power of Hurricane Ian. But now comes, as we've already seen, the selfless power of people, neighbors, friends, even complete strangers, doing whatever they can to help. Rescues on shore and on land. Firefighters helping a woman escape floodwaters. But the fire department also thanking local jet skiers for helping out, writing, "Sometimes we need a ride to the rescue ourselves." In Bonita Beach, one good Samaritan braving the elements to save a cat trapped outside on an air conditioner.
Many of the sailboats are on their side. There was a guy who went on to get his three pets off that were still on the boat.
In St. Petersburg, staff at a botanical gardens hunkering down with flamingos to see them through the storm.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. That's so nice, just to see, like, everybody coming together, you know? Helping the cats, helping the flamingos. I mean, it's nice, but do flamingos need more help than humans in a hurricane? It's just weird. It's just like, "Don't worry, flamingos, I'll protect you." The flamingo's like, "We're the water bird, dude. We'll protect you." But this is all amazing, right? The response to the storm was so powerful that it led to something we've never seen before. Jet skiers being responsible. Yeah. Imagine that. Getting rescued by a jet ski is so awesome because it doesn't matter how exhausted or emotional you are. You can't stay that way on the jet ski, right? Yeah. You're going to be there like, "Oh my God, thank you. Thank you. I owe you my life. All right, shred it, bro. Yeah. Woo! Crank that diesel, bitch." And as for the people rescuing the cats, that is true selflessness. Because that's somebody who's going, "Look, we lost everything. Our house is destroyed. We don't have power. But," and hear me out on this, "what if we also had our faces scratched to shit, huh? What do you think?" It really is beautiful to see. But let's move on. Because while Florida is recovering from this storm, there is still the storm that is always hitting America, Donald J. Trump.
New revelations on the final days of former President Donald Trump's presidency. In reporting provided to CNN from a forthcoming book by New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman, Trump repeatedly told aides following his election loss that he would refuse to leave the White House. Haberman's book reports that Trump told one aide, quote, "I'm just not going to leave." Haberman reports Trump quizzed nearly everyone around him on how to stay in power. Among those he reportedly asked, the valet who brought him Diet Coke when Trump pressed a red button on his Oval Office desk.
That is so much pressure to put on your soda guy. Like, he asked the valet who brings him the Diet Coke, he's just like, "Soda boy, I need you to make me the Emperor of America. How do I do it?" How do he's just like, "Yeah, he's just got a Coke Zero, man." You know, if I'm honest, I think it is less weird to get advice from your Diet Coke valet and more weird to have a Diet Coke valet. But I mean, once you got him, you might as well get his input, right? Just be like, "Yeah, what do you think about it? How do I overtake a country, huh?" The real travesty to me is that Trump didn't follow through with his plan of just not leaving. Yeah, that would have been exciting. Yeah, I would have loved to have seen the FBI chasing Trump around the White House like an episode of Scooby-Doo, right? They just chase him through one door, he chases them through another door, and then they're all being chased by ghosts. It's just like, "Uh-oh, many people are saying, uh-oh, so much danger, Scoob, so much danger." But let's move on. Let's move on from the previous administration to the current one. As you all know, Joe Biden is the president of the United States. But what if I told you there's also a vice president of the United States? Yeah, it's true. It's true. Her name is Kamala Harris. What? I can hear you now. If that's the case, Trevor, how come I've never seen her? What are you going to tell me next? Slender Man is real and I should kill my family? Okay. Well, I can't speak to the veracity of Slender Man, but I do have proof that Kamala Harris exists. And she was just spotted in South Korea.
Overnight, Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in South Korea for the last leg of her four-day trip to Asia. She paid a visit to the demilitarized zone that divides the Korean Peninsula. The move is to demonstrate America's commitment to its Asian allies.
Well played, Kamala, well played. If there's one way to remind people you exist, it's to go stand at the border between North and South Korea. Now, everybody knows your name. Yeah, it's the same way no one knew that I existed in high school. Nobody. Until the day I streaked naked across the football field. And from then on, everyone knew one testicle Trev was in our school. Oh, they knew me. They all know me. Anyway, because this is such a major moment on Vice President Harris's trip, we go live to our very own Ronnie Chang, who is in the demilitarized zone. Ronnie, how is it going over there?
Oh, Trevor, yeah, it's going really well. Thanks so much for sending me here, by the way. Great assignment, not racist at all. Anyway, the Vice President was just here and she just rocked up to the border with a giant set of binoculars and then stared at North Korea like a geopolitical pervert. And honestly, Trevor, I don't get it. Why is she here? Why am I here? Why is anybody here? What are you guys even looking for? You think you're gonna see something that all the generals and the satellites missed? It's like, oh, look, they forgot to lock the gate. Let's go. Go now. Bunch of idiots. Honestly, what's she looking at? What is it? What, you know what? Let me just look out for myself, all right? What's, oh, look, it's Kim Jong-un. And it looks like he's watching me on The Daily Show. Oh, maybe that guy's not all that bad after all. Hey, Kimmy, yo, follow me back on IG, man. Anyway, the Vice President was here to strengthen America's alliance with South Korea against North Korea. And let's just see how that went.
An embarrassing gaffe by Vice President Harris today when she affirmed America's alliance with the wrong Korea.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
Wow, you think North Korea is South Korea? So I guess all Asian countries look the same to you, huh? Madam Vice President? What's next? You're gonna mix me up with Simu Liu, huh? Seriously, can you? Could you do that, please? Because I would totally be fine with that. No, I'm just joking. We're just joking, okay? Madam Vice President, nobody give her a hard time about this or we won't see her again for another 6 months. All right, back to you, Trevor. Hey, Kim. Hey, why don't you check out my comedy special on Netflix? Yeah, use Trevor's password. It's I love
oh,
big
no,
butts.
No. All right. Thank you so much, Ronnie Chang. Thank you so much. Ronnie Chang, everybody. Thank you so much. Not my posture. Before we go, Hurricane Ian, as we spoke about, is one of the most powerful storms to hit the United States in decades. Right now, the Florida Disaster Relief Fund has been activated for response and recovery. So if you can help them, then please donate at the link below to support these efforts.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.